The 39 Steps by John Buchan. I returned from the city about 3 o'clock on that May afternoon in 1914, pretty well disgusted with life. I'd been 3 months in the old country and was fed up with it. Richard Hannay, I kept telling myself, you've got into the wrong ditch, my friend, and you'd better climb out. It made me bite my lips to think of the plans I had been building up those last years in Bulawayo. I'd got my pile, not one of the big ones, but good enough for me, and I'd figured out all kinds of ways of enjoying myself. My father had brought me out from Scotland at the age of 6, and I had never been home since, so England was a sort of Arabian Nights to me, and I counted on stopping there for the rest of my days. But from the first I was disappointed with it. In about a week I was tired of seeing sights, and in less than a month I had had enough of restaurants and theatres and race meetings. On my way home, I turned into my club. I had a long drink and read the evening papers. They were full of a row in the Near East, and there was an article about Karolides, the Greek premier. From all accounts, he seemed the one big man in the show, and he played a straight game too, which was more than could be said for most of them. I gathered that they hated him pretty blackly in Berlin and Vienna, but that we were going to stick by him. And one paper said that he was the only...